Can you tell us a bit about why you're particularly targeting tradesmen, builders, workers who might go into people's homes? What sort of message are you trying to get across, and what training are you offering them?
Well, the It's Your Call training is really designed to help give local businesses and sole traders a little bit more knowledge and confidence about how to recognise possible signs of child abuse and what to do if they do have concerns about a child. So those people who might be going into people's homes as part of their daily jobs might see or hear things that others may not. And of course, it's not their job to decide if, you know, abuse has happened or not, but it is a responsibility that we all have to discuss our concerns if we have worries about a child.
So what sort of things, or perhaps experience that you've heard about, have people expressed? What sort of things have they seen and maybe might want to get in touch with you guys to report?
Well, actually, in the last year, our helpline referred over 1,000 calls and emails to local agencies in Kent, the majority of which were people concerned that a child was being neglected. And those concerns really come from a gut feeling that they've seen or heard something that just doesn't feel quite right. So an example might be one gentleman who contacted us. He was visiting a customer's house to install a TV and just noticed a child looking very unhappy, very dishevelled, unwashed, and just had that real gut feeling that something wasn't right and the environment wasn't safe for her, and so contacted the NSPCC helpline to refer that and to get some more advice.
It must be quite a thing for people to actually make that call though, because I'm sure for a lot of us, we might see something and think, oh well, I'm sure someone else has noticed it, it's someone else's responsibility to put in that phone call, because perhaps in the back of your head you've got doubts that you're doing the right thing.
I mean, absolutely, and I'm sure there are people out there who may have come across signs of child abuse or neglect and not known what to do about it, and really this training is about helping to build that confidence and instill that confidence that we all need to have. It is all of our responsibilities to act on any concerns we have about a child, and just take advice. It may be nothing, but you know, you will feel better having reported those concerns and made sure that child is safe.
So how are traders going to be able to access this training, and what sort of level of commitment does it involve to have that training?
So the training is an online course, so that could be done by individuals themselves, sole traders, or it could be done through an organisation for their employees, and it's all done online, and they can just do it at their ease within their own time.